But one thing I want all of you to understand is we got all these other successors of Dale Bumpers here. In one way or another, even though we differed dramatically on many issues, what he did made what we did possible. The tax increases that he passed with 75% of the legislature seems inconceivable today. But you have to realize, in the 1970s, all across the South, we wanted to modernize. We wanted to catch up. We knew we had to improve education. We knew we had to diversify our economies. And so the legislature voted for that, and he did all the great things he did. But Dale Bumpers, though a social progressive, was a fiscal conservative. And we had that, plus the Revenue Stabilization Act passed in 1948, which none of us can take any credit for, which kept us all out of trouble. So when David Pryor became governor and he fell on hard times, thanks to the revenue base and the Revenue Stabilization Act, he was able to get us through those tough times in pretty good shape. When I became governor and the court said we had to equalize school funding, thanks to the tax increases, Arkansas was already the third highest state in the country in the percentage of state funding as opposed to local property taxes going to school. And we still had the second overall lowest tax burden. So we raised the sales tax a penny, raised teacher pay, raised the standards, and we didn't have to wreck everything because of what he did. He made modern Arkansas possible. He made possible the good things that Governor Tucker and Governor Huckabee did. He made it possible with that revenue base and the Revenue Stabilization Act for Mike Beebe as governor to go through the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression without having mass layoffs, without having massive cutbacks in services, without getting in all the pension trouble that all these other states are in. And Governor Hutchinson, you said a very good thing about Dale Bumpers in describing your campaign against him. Tonight you can say, he even left me the money to cut taxes. But not so much as to cause a deficit, weaken the pension funds, and undermine the future of the state. It had enormous ramifications. Because we relied on that, we kept property taxes low, and in the 70s, Arkansas became a retirement haven for middle-class people from the Middle West who still wanted four seasons but wanted to be warmer, and they could come to the mountains in Arkansas and get a house and a piece of land. And it helped us a lot. I could go on and on.